This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet decides to provide 1 million rupees to family of Jai Singh Thami, who disappeared while trying to cross Mahakali River via ropeway. CPN Unified Socialist Party and People's Socialist Party to join government soon. CPN-UML forms a four-member task force to revive party's sister organizations prior to 16th of May 2018. And United States President Joe Biden vows to retaliate against Thursday's attack in Kabul. Now, the news in detail. The government has decided to grant relief package to the family of Jai Singh Thami, who went missing while crossing Mahakali River. Government spokesperson and Law Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the cabinet meeting yesterday decided to provide 1 million rupees financial assistance to the family of missing Thami. The cabinet also decided to grant permission for the clinical trial of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines and vaccines against cholera. The CPN-UML has decided to immediately implement the 10-point proposal forwarded by the Dispute Resolution Task Force of the party. The Central Committee meeting of the party held at Lalitpur yesterday also formed a four-member task force to revive the party's sister organizations prior to the 16th of May 2018. Party Secretary Pradeep Gyawali said the task force led by UML General Secretary Ishwar Pokhrel includes leaders Bishnu Pavdel, Gokarna Bista and Topahadur Rai Mazi as its members. The Central Committee meeting of the party also approved the dates for the party's 10th General Convention set for the 26th to 28th of November. The meeting also approved the party's statutory convention set for the 21st to 23rd of September and dates for ward and municipal conventions set for 23rd and 26th of October. CPN Unified Socialist Party Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal has claimed that he formed a new party as per the sentiment and support of the well-wishers and party cadres. Addressing a press meet in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Nepal said he delayed party registration considering some difficulties that people's representatives might face in local levels. Criticizing UML Chair KP Sharma Oli, Chair Nepal said the new party would follow the revolutionary course. He also confirmed his party's involvement in the government, assuring long-term coordination among the five parties. Responding to the question whether his party could put a claim on the properties of the CPN-UML, Leader Nepal said he would move as per the legal provisions. Likewise, Janata Samajwadi Party Chairman Upendra Yadav said his party would join the government soon. Speaking at a press meet in Biratnagar yesterday, he said the power sharing would go as per the agreement among the ruling coalition partners. Bhima Acharya has been appointed as a new Chief Minister of Province 1. Province Chief Somnath Adhikari Pyasi administered oath of office and secrecy to new Chief Minister Acharya yesterday afternoon. Acharya has already worked as a Federal Tourism Minister during the premiership of Sushil Koirala. Chief Minister Acharya needs to prove his majority within 30 days. Chief Minister of Province 1, Sheridan Rai, resigned from his post, paving way for Acharya. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad has said the government is working to fulfill its responsibilities towards people. Addressing a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the Parliament yesterday, Home Minister Khad said the government was carrying out works of building suspension bridges, replacing the rope bridges and construct concrete roads in Dachula following the Dachula incident. He stated that probe committee formed to investigate into the Dachula incident was preparing the report and it would unveil it soon. Home Minister Khad also stated that the investigation into the murder case of Nirmala Panta also reached near the conclusion, and it would be made public once the investigation team completed its task. The Ministry of Health and Population has launched investigations into a case wherein an employee at Shaheed Gangalal National Health Center reportedly produced fake COVID-19 reports. Senior lab technician at the hospital, Binod Kumar Yadav, has been accused of producing the fake COVID-19 reports for illicit money. A three-member probe committee led by member of the board of directors of the hospital, Bijay Rai, has been formed to investigate into the case. Meanwhile, a total of 2,433 new cases of COVID-19 have been registered in the country in the past 24 hours. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 1,929 corona recovery cases yesterday alone. Similarly, 26 corona-related deaths were confirmed in a single day yesterday. With this, the death tally due to COVID-19 has reached 10,638 in Nepal as of now. Nepal has received 130,000 doses of COVID-19 AstraZeneca vaccines in a grant from the United Kingdom. The consignment was handed over yesterday at Thrivani International Airport by British Ambassador to Nepal, Kola Palit, the Chief Specialist at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Dipendra Raman Singh. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the government of Nepal has thanked the government and the people of the UK for their generous support. Minister of State for Health, Umesh Shrestha, has said smooth supply of vaccination against COVID-19 is the top priority of the government. Minister of State Shrestha said this during a meeting of Education and Health Committee of the Parliament yesterday. State Minister further informed that the government had ensured 53 million doses of the vaccine. He shared that nearly 300,000 people were getting vaccines every day. Similarly, the government has informed that it has managed the provision of vaccinating students attending the examinations of grade 12 and above. The Ministry of Education has stated this yesterday, issuing a press statement. Veteran singer Jut Bahadur Khadgi, popularly known as JB Ture, passed away yesterday at the age of 78. The family sources said revered singer Ture died at Vayoda Hospital while undergoing treatment in the critical care unit. Born in Tharan of Eastern Nepal in 2001, B.S. started singing songs full of political and social awareness since 2024, B.S. Radio Nepal had recently honored him with Shrestha Samman. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
ह त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. Radio Nepal and the government of Bagmati province have signed an agreement to broadcast a radio program titled Bagmati Pradesh Gatibhidi Bagmati Province Activities via Radio Nepal. The agreement to broadcast a radio program covering development activities and public service delivery among other important activities of the Bagmati province government was signed by Radio Nepal Director Khagendra Khatri and Secretary at the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Law Madan Puzel in the presence of Province Minister for Internal Affairs and Law Kesab Ras Bande. As per the agreement, Radio Nepal will broadcast a 20-minute program called Bagmati Pradesh Gatibidi every Wednesday at 8:15 a.m. You're listening to Radio Nepal AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. United States President Joe Biden vowed to retaliate against Thursday's attack in Kabul, saying that he will hunt down those responsible and make them pay back. Biden confirmed in a speech from the White House on Thursday that bombings were carried out by the Islamic State in Khorasan province, ISIS-K's affiliate in Afghanistan. The attack had killed dozens of people, including Afghan civilians and at least 13 U.S. service members. It is believed to be the most U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan in a single incident since 30 personnel died when a helicopter was shot down in August 2011. Gunmen in Nigeria have freed a number of pupils who were kidnapped from an Islamic school in May, according to their head teacher. Some 136 students from the school in Degina, Niger State, were seized by gunmen demanding a ransom. School officials say 15 students escaped in June and 4 of the 6 died while in captivity. Mass abductions for ransom have become increasingly common across Nigeria in recent months. Head teacher Abu Bakr Al-Hassan said he could not give an exact number of how many students have been freed, but none of the pupils are in captivity. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. Chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at some places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places of Karnali Province and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 26.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21.4 degrees Celsius. Rainfall 1.3 millimeter. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Cabinet decides to provide 1 million rupees to family of Jay Singh Thami, who had disappeared while trying to cross Mahakali River via ropeway. CPN Unified Socialist Party and People's Socialist Party to join government soon. CPN UML forms 4-member task force to revive party's sister organizations prior to 16th of May 2018. And United States President Joe Biden vows to retaliate against Thursday's attack in Kabul. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can always log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.